je ne suis pas des grandes moissons.
And we're back. It is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I am Phil Taylor, your host. And now we're winding up. I want to talk about the something I guess is urgent to Canadians. We keep track of our big neighbor, the U.S., and they will be having a presidential election coming up. And always people who call themselves progressives or fight against NATO are concerned about not just the old colonialism, but the new colonialism. Or if they're in workers' movements, they want to see working people fully employed. They want to see them having right to organize. They want to see them with living wage. And of course, the goal of most of the leading elements in the what we call the progressive community are what we call, are socialists of one variety or another, which is one of the reasons we follow events in the United States, because that's the heartland of this superpower with a curious history, bloody history. It's not exactly shared by Canada, because Canada project was originally to be the British and to try to help the British Empire conquer and then rule the waves, rule the world. I remember there was a time when it was said that the sun didn't set on the British Empire. I think that in spirit, that lives on in London. And of course, the power of and spirit of an empire lives on in the United States. Pretty nakedly obvious now. I mean, the concept of being number one and saying that no one else can be number one to a world that where nobody is actually looking for that title, but you can get in trouble by minding your own business, but being successful in business, your business, such as People's Republic of China, and you can have a political system supported by the majority of the people in a country like Russia. But the United States regards these countries as adversaries. And in Canadian culture and politics, we have no party in Parliament who objects to the concept of having an adversarial approach to developing countries. They are told any developing country or any other country, major power, is told they have to have our values. If we don't have our values, you hear the rattling of the chains and the dragging of, and it's an ugly, dangerous world that's been created. So we are now, as I said, there's going to be an election coming up in 24. So those in the United States who write about these matters and try to present political alternatives are talking about in the elections of the United States, alternative choices. By the way, it's a mug's game, let's be clear. To win an election in the United States costs hundreds of millions of dollars to actually have a prayer. And then, of course, it's not just money. You have to be able to, with that money, get yourself on the ballot. And every state has its own little maze and obstacle course to make sure you actually don't do that. And this is as old as, let's just say, the modern period of American politics. It's basically out of reach, but there are those who make a decent effort. They to put names forward so that people get an alternative philosophy, an alternative choice to think about. And so I was struck by the fact that Cornel West is being put forward as a possible, as a candidate. And a little confusion, he started off saying he was going to be the candidate of the People's Party, but a week went by and I really don't know the details. And he's now talking about becoming an anointed, I would call it, by the Green Party. And I'm afraid I have to wonder about the Greens. I have a lot of respect for Jill Stein. Seems to me that she's very smart, very able, and she understands and puts forward the issues of policy in rather precise and clear terms, the kind that you can rally to because you actually know what she believes and what she would do. The green concept, of course, is related to the notion that we have to save ourselves, this planet, by cooperation with others. And to say, look, there's the old song, the one boat brother. And if you're going to save one end, you have to save the other. But with the nomination of Cornel West, it seemed to me they've gone in an odd direction. And I don't understand all the enthusiasm about this. It really points up why you, rather than emphasis on the candidate, I know you have to have a known candidate, but if you get into celebrity politics, you say, who's the best known guy we can put on who would agree to represent us? The danger is it's not your policy, it's whatever that celebrity or famous person. I don't really think Cornel West is famous, not in the way that you need to be if you want to compete in American politics. But really, as much energy should go into arguing policy and debating, there should be a rather precise vetting of the main issues that the candidate says they would address and what the party or movement want them to address. And I don't see that happening in this case. And it's, in my opinion, it'd be really, really great if the United States actually had a multi. And my view, Cornel West says almost anything to almost anybody. He seems to be a person, an individual, who is all things to all people. The focus that I'm seeing on people's Twitters, because nobody reads articles anymore, we all just go to Twitter. He's being endorsed or celebrated because he said, of course, about the war in Ukraine, that it was provoked by NATO. That's good. That's very good. Those who are quoting him don't seem to notice that he says it was NATO provoked Russia into a criminal invasion. So now he's saying two things. Okay, we shouldn't have done that, but he's a criminal. At the same time, he's arguing that he's going to be a peace broker. And he's gonna, when he gets in office, which is a fairy tale, he would be prepared to negotiate a peaceful resolution. But the language, I'm just going by one statement I've already read, and people are quoting it. I'm glad they quoted it, but I don't understand why they don't read it. He says that it's a proxy war. Ukraine is a proxy war between Russia and the United States. It's actually on the U.S. side, you could say, and I would say to him, you're the American candidate, so you better think about it. The U.S. definitely is fighting a proxy war. Ukraine, with all kinds of weapons, as Mr. Zelensky says, and Ukrainians are dying. And they haven't been, as far as I can make out, made any political, pardon me, military progress of any note. So that's a proxy war, because they're only able to keep on because NATO, and through the mouth of Joe Biden, are keeping this war going. And with no one saying that there should be any kind of resolution to this. So I would say to the Cornel West that the Russian side of the fighting is being fought by Russians. So that's not a proxy war. They're not there by proxy. They're there by as Russians. And they've laid out the reasons that they're there. I would urge people to actually stop and think about why they're there. I'm not going to go into it now. But my point actually is that Cornel West is a little bit strong on rhetoric, and he doesn't seem to care much whether he's contradicts himself. He also says that they're he says cluster weapons, cluster bombs shouldn't be used. That it's a that they should be illegal, as they are in most of the world. But at any rate, he said that these weapons shouldn't be used. Good for him. He also says at the same time that Russia is using them. To my knowledge, Russia denies using these cluster weapons. So apparently he knows, he's decided that they do. I doubt that he's done his homework on that front. The other, what additionally bothers me about Cornel West is, unlike Jill Stein and say Jesse Jackson, some other leaders who've taken on the subject of how to end this hegemonic empire idea, he describes President Putin of Russia as a gangster. So he says he's going to be talking, or, you know, obviously he wants to settle things. The way you settle things is, I'm sorry to tell him this, but you can't call somebody a gangster and a criminal, by the way. If you want to bring peace, you don't start with a bunch of accusations. What you say is, okay, we have warring parties, and I, as president, would like to bring about a situation where the war ends. That means toning down the vindictive language, which is not, it's Biden language, frankly, because Biden likes to call Putin a gangster. Now, it, frankly, it's outrageous. And and I don't understand why there's all this excitement about his candidacy. If they're not going to be able to shape a policy and a smart approach, this is really just tailing a minor celebrity, and is going to lead to trouble. He also, now, in the developing world, the Islamic Republic is highly regarded. I know the Canadians will be shocked to hear this, but actually, it is highly regarded. It has friends in South Africa. It has friends in China. It has friends in Asia. And it has friends in Venezuela and Cuba. And Cornel West calls it the Iranian government a molocracy. Molocracy. He accuses them of murdering this demonstration in Iran, which quickly went from being a protest who take advantage of political problems in Iran when they can to try to turn it into an armed struggle. So I don't think that the developing world and friends of the developing world, friends of the anti-colonial movement, would have much respect for Cornel West calling the Iranian, not only did he call them molocracy, he calls for their overthrow. He thinks they should be removed. Let me put it simply, I wouldn't vote for Cornel West. I think what he said about the Islamic Republic is ignorant. It plays to the ugliest prejudices of a country that has put super sanctions on Iran. He didn't say, by the way, he would lift any of those sanctions, but to smear them when they actually are respected in the world, and to call for their removal. not only he said that about them, he said that the only reason that, you know, that the those protests were not successful, they didn't, well, not the only reason, but he blamed the American media for not doing enough to bring down the leadership of the Islamic Republic, friend of Cuba, friend of Venezuela, friend of China, Russia. I'll just last end on the China point. He calls China oppressive and a dictatorial regime, and he says that he feels very much for the Uyghur brothers. Well, so does his brother Joe Biden, and the whole, and his brother Donald Trump. They use this internal issues, which are Chinese issues. They use them to see if they can destabilize and remove the government. For these reasons, I would say, no, I wouldn't walk. I wouldn't follow Cornel West across the street. Last point. He likes to, he calls everybody brother. And I'm from Sacramento too. I spent time on the streets of Sacramento. We have a street proverb in Sacramento. If you, it goes like this. If somebody puts his arm around you and calls you brother, run for your life. Anyway, that's enough on the Cornel West front. I hope, I would never vote for the guy. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.